The Democratic Alliance in Knysna welcomes a raft of crucial interventions by the DA-led Western Cape government to alleviate the ongoing water crisis. These interventions include long overdue repairs to critical water infrastructure, the installation of systems to strengthen and update Knysna's water management strategy, and the implementation of measures to future-proof the town's disaster management capacity. The Joint Operations Committee, overseen by the Western Cape Department of Local Government and Development Planning, has successfully implemented several provincial interventions to stabilize the situation in Knysna. This intervention comes against the backdrop of ongoing failures by the ANC, Patriotic Alliance, EFF, PBI, and Knysna Independent Movement Coalition, under whose watch the crisis has only worsened through corruption and poor governance. These interventions include the repair of 29 minor water leaks with no major pipe bursts reported in recent days, a commitment to install 1,000 water meters per week, aimed at replacing approximately 8,000 bypassed meters that are undermining effective water management in Knysna, the development of a fire hydrant repair plan to improve system integrity and firefighting readiness, and a greater focus on regional water security in the Southern Cape, including coordinated local and provincial efforts to strengthen critical water infrastructure. The efforts of the DA-led Western Cape government, together with recent rainfall, have increased the level of the Akkerkloof Dam from 15% to 20.9%. Current water usage in Knysna is approximately 10.1 kiloliters per day, translating into a water buffer of 17 days. While this represents a meaningful improvement from the 10-day buffer reported just 2 weeks ago, the situation in Knysna remains critical. The DA in Knysna calls on all residents to adhere strictly to water restrictions and to use water wisely. Only through the combined efforts of residents and all spheres of government can Knysna navigate this crisis and reach the winter period when improved rainfall is hoped for. For now, avoiding disaster requires diligent and responsible water demand management. The DA stands ready to assist Knysna communities throughout this crisis. The reality is that Knysna's water crisis is the direct result of failed local government under the Patriotic Alliance, ANC, EFF, PBI, and Knysna Independent Movement Coalition, which has been mired in corruption and irregularity. This has resulted in disinvestment in infrastructure maintenance, the absence of competent and data-driven water management strategies, and failures in effective planning and rollout of basic service delivery. Knysna residents must remember this when they go to the ballot box in the local government election later this year. Only a strong DA majority can rescue Knysna from this coalition of corruption and usher in a government that puts residents first, always.